We're grateful to have you as a listener, and we'd love to learn more about how you listen, why, and what else you'd like to hear. We have a new survey that takes about 5 minutes to complete. Please go to washingtonpost.com/podcast survey. That's washingtonpost.com/podcast survey. When you're done, you can enter to win a gift card worth up to $1,000. We really appreciate your help. One more time, that's washingtonpost.com/podcast survey. Thank you, and here's today's show. Israel is planning an offensive attack on Rafah. Trump's criminal trial enters its fourth week, and there's more bad news about gas stoves. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Christina Quinn, in for Hannah Jewell. It's Monday, May 6th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Israel has urged people to evacuate parts of Rafah in southern Gaza this morning. This comes ahead of an expected offensive on the city, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Israel's military says it would need to move 100,000 people from Rafah to a humanitarian zone. Israel's determination to invade Rafah remains a sticking point in ceasefire negotiations that appear to have stalled. The U.S. and other allies have also warned Israel against a full-scale offensive in the city over civilian safety concerns. This is a developing story. You can find a link to live updates in our newsletter. Just follow the link in our show notes. Week 4 of Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York starts this morning. That's number 2. Last week ended with emotional testimony from former Trump aide Hope Hicks. She spoke about campaign and White House efforts to keep a lid on potentially scandalous stories about Trump and his sex life. That could be important to the case. Prosecutors want to show the jury how worried the 2016 Trump campaign was about negative stories about him and women, a key element in Trump's alleged motive in the hush money case. Testimony continues this week. Witnesses may include adult film actress Stormy Daniels, who was paid to keep quiet about an alleged tryst with Trump. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen could also take the stand. He says he coordinated the payment to Daniels, and his reimbursement is at the center of the criminal charges. Number 3. Missing surfers from the U.S. and Australia were confirmed dead by Mexican authorities. American Carter Rode and Australian brothers Jake and Callum Robinson were reported missing after they lost contact with loved ones late last month. Bodies were found in Baja California on Friday, and yesterday, Mexican authorities said they had been identified as the missing men. The surfers appear to have been killed in a robbery gone wrong. Prosecutors believe thieves spotted the white pickup truck the men were driving and tried to steal it, mainly for its tires. When the men resisted, officials said the thieves fatally shot them in the head. 3 people have been taken into custody in connection with the case. Number 4. Representative Henry Cuellar has been charged with accepting bribes from foreign companies. Cuellar is a powerful Texas Democrat. On Friday, he and his wife were accused of taking $600,000 in bribes from an oil firm controlled by Azerbaijan and a bank headquartered in Mexico. Cuellar says he is innocent and will fight the charges. He also says he'll continue his campaign for another term in his swing district on the Texas-Mexico border. Gas stoves spread harmful pollution throughout your home. That's story number 5. A new study out of Stanford University says gas stoves release unhealthy levels of nitrogen dioxide, which can trigger asthma and other health issues. And according to the research, some gas stoves keep spreading harmful pollution even hours after they're switched off. The study said that people living in smaller homes were exposed to the highest level of pollution, and its lead author said people should think about installing safer appliances. At number 6, Mystic Dan won the Kentucky Derby in a stunning photo finish. The 18-1 shot held off one of the favorites, Sierra Leone and Forever Young, down the stretch on Saturday at Churchill Downs. The race was so close, a nose, it required a rare video review. Take a listen to the thrilling moment.
It is Mystic Dan! inside with the lead in the final 16th. Forever Young, Sierra Leone is coming. These three coming down to the wire. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's a photo of the Derby. Oh, it's a photo. Was it Mystic Dan?
Mystic Dan's trainer hasn't committed to run in the Preakness Stakes on May 18th. That's the next leg of horse racing's Triple Crown, followed by the Belmont Stakes on June 8th. And at number 7, Boeing will finally attempt to fly its Starliner spacecraft tonight. Starliner is scheduled to launch with a pair of veteran astronauts on board. If all goes well, it will dock with the International Space Station tomorrow night. This has been a long time coming. It's been a decade since NASA awarded Boeing a contract to fly astronauts to the space station. But much like its commercial flying operation, Boeing's space program has suffered a string of setbacks. This first crewed flight has been repeatedly delayed, so the launch is a huge test for Boeing's space division and NASA. If you want to watch the launch, it's scheduled for 10:34 Eastern tonight. That's the show for today. Thanks for listening. If you like the podcast, a great way to support our work is through a subscription to The Washington Post. A monthly subscription is only $4. Subscribe to The Post by going to washingtonpost.com/subscribe. I'm Christina Quinn. Hannah will be back here tomorrow.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.